Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
My name is Alex Karshakevich. I work for OpenBand of Virginia. We use Drupal to build collaboration tools, sort of more in the enterprise direction. Our main audience is distributed organizations, not necessarily companies, who need to collaborate and work together on various projects and need the solid, open and shareable tools to connect their audience and to manage their workflows.
And so talk a little bit about the functions and the features and the modules that you're providing for people and your sort of, is it an install profile or distribution, or just talk a bit about what you're offering?
So one large Drupal install, we use over, I think, about 200 modules altogether. All of the indispensable Drupal core modules like Views, CCK, Location, the Feed API, and we rely heavily on RDF technologies. We had to write certain things that we didn't find in the community to be rich enough or stable enough. So we wrote, for example, for the File Framework project, which is a document handling framework that allows file uploads and conversions into different formats. This is important in the corporate environments where a lot of times users cannot install software on their computers. We try to convert as many, even binary office formats, into Flash as possible so that they can be viewed online. So there's just some value into opening up PowerPoint presentation, just clicking through it right on the web. We invest heavily into communication tools. We integrate an email client, Webmail Plus, which we wrote. We integrate XMPP-compliant chat, which the XMPP framework, which we wrote, with a thin client that, again, requires no software install in the instance. We use a lot the OpenID technologies and to implement profile portability as well as distributed search. So these type of overarching communication-friendly tools are what makes up the product. It's not an install profile, so its configuration is probably the bottom of the iceberg, whereas the modules are the tip. So a lot of our work is glue code, and a lot of our work is managing the immense amount of configuration of the instance.
And so talk a little bit about that. I mean, as far as you download this, and you guys have a lot of, like, all the settings are already sort of pre-configured and people just don't have to touch it at all, or you've instantiated all that stuff into code and you just run your modules to sort of manage it?
We don't have a good answer for that, so this is one of the things that we're actively pursuing of how to make the configuration management easy. And since we host the service, there isn't a boxed product that we give out, that we physically ship to a customer. So we end up carrying the burden of configuring and maintaining each instance, and which also gives us the flexibility to either give a customer everything but the kitchen sink type of installs, where everything is configured and everything is enabled, which carries some UI complexity with it. Or we can pare down some of the features like turning off email or turning off file conversion and metadata parsing facilities to keep the instance more lightweight and also the user experience more intuitive and easier to master for beginner users.
Okay, so people aren't downloading a distribution that has 200 modules that they have to deal with. They're sort of going to your website and then signing up and then choosing what features they want. And then from there, you control what is enabled but also configured.
So there is special sauce code that we develop, and a lot of it is in the theming layer. We develop a couple of modules that we just don't see anybody using for their purposes, which we haven't published. So I would say about 95% of our code is on Drupal.org, is either in contributed modules that we're using or either in form of patches that we've submitted back to the community or modules that we wrote. So you can download the large chunk of this collaboration platform as separate modules, but the know-how is to gluing them together and maintaining the infrastructure through third-party services like eJabberD, like Solr, like LDAP, that make up the complete solution.
And so what kind of customers are you targeting? What kind of people are coming and using your website?
These can be organizations, I guess, at all levels of authority. So these can be either businesses, these can be educational organizations, these can be NGOs, these can be governmental entities. The key thing that unites them all is either being geographically distributed in different locations. Actually, our own development team kind of mirrors that because we're across 9 time zones. So we're obliged to eat our own dog food and use the same type of collaboration tools because we face a lot of the same challenges. They can either have different degrees of trust with one another, so this is another challenge that we need to manage effectively. How do people trust information that comes from another source without physically knowing the person that produced it? So as long as their common goal is collaboration and achieving solving a problem, whether it's disaster relief or whether it's just education, our tool helps them overcome the barriers, the geographical and the cultural barriers to solving their problems.
So talk a little bit about sponsoring Derek Wright and the project module and why it makes sense for you to help support the project module, the larger community, and how that ties into your service.
Derek has been great, really great with his solid development skills and his IT background. So he's just talking to him, you can see that he understands the code, the way things indeed should work. So our involvement with him, aside from his recent work on SignUp, is to move toward test-driven development and test-driven integration. So his work on Drupal.org's project modules, family of modules, integrating source control and integrating test results is what we're interested in.
So he had mentioned that right now there's sort of one person that dedicated to managing whether things are being ready to be committed or the patch still applies. So it sounds like you're going to be integrating a lot more of the simple tests and the other type of testing development. Or can you talk a little bit about what strategy you're going to be taking with that?
This is with web development, there's really, I would say, three layers of complexity with testing. So one layer is testing the code, and this means the simple tests and the functional tests. And a lot of times it means actually rewriting some of the code that hasn't been written with testing in mind so that there's a clear separation between the API and the presentation, which allows it to test the API part. The second step, I would say, is integration testing, which is really simulating the user's behavior through the browser or through a mobile device. Selenium and Wotier and all these types of tools come to mind. And the third is performance testing, a well-researched area, load testing, how the load distribution works, how the content distribution networks play into this. So Derek's work would be primarily in the first two or so very much in the functional testing area.
Okay. And just tell us a little bit more where we can get more information and about your service and also all the modules that you're using.
Well, our company is OpenBand. Our development side of the web presence is at openbandlabs.com. This is where we'll be blogging. Our development team will be blogging about what we do and give examples of the cool applications of our contributions to the Drupal community. As far as downloading, I mean, all of the pieces of the puzzle are either on Drupal.org or they're in the stages of getting there.
Okay, great, thanks.
It's a pleasure, thank you.